Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, your mom.
And we are going to be covering Outlander Season 8, Episode 6, Blessed Are the Merciful.
We are binging now, people. This is actually happening.
Really. We're almost there.
Woo!
We're a little over halfway through.
Well, through the season, but we are more than halfway through what is out right now.
Yes,
there are only 8 episodes out right now.
True. So
we're not super far behind anymore, which is pretty exciting.
And as of this episode coming out, I would assume that the rest has come out as well, as far as like out.
Oh, yeah. Episodes. Yeah, probably. So we are very excited. There, of course, are our regular disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, certainly. There will be spoilers for this show if you're not caught up with Outlander at this point, or season 8 or whatever. You need to be, because it's going to matter. And we are having something to drink. This one was my idea.
Yeah.
And the continuation of the ginger theme. So we had a ginger liqueur. It's Canton ginger liqueur. It's your Aunt Barbara's favorite. And we mixed it with Prosecco and a little bit of lemon. I may have over-gingered.
Yeah, she over-gingered mine.
I'm so sorry.
It's still fine. It's just very strong liqueur.
You could put ice in it.
I think that's the move.
Maybe you get some ice for me too.
Okay.
Just cause. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a breakdown for season 8, episode 6, Blood of the Merciful. Or I'm sorry, Blessed Are the Merciful. Blood, blessings, it's all kind of the same thing. But this is, again, I think sometimes they really go overboard trying to make the titles fit the episode, and sometimes it just is absurd and stupid. But in this situation, we've got, obviously, the storyline that's going on in North Carolina and the storyline in New York now, because Ian and Rachel are now in New York.
And the one in Savannah.
So where do we want to start? Savannah's
faster, but it's fun.
It's fun. So maybe we do New York?
No. I want to do fucking North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina's
that's the one that drags it down a bit for me, because the other two, I find a lot of good things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there isn't like something okay about the one in North Carolina, but I feel like it's just missing something, and I think it's missing Claire.
Claire is very much downplayed in these episodes, other than I'm going to be nice to this woman who's evil, which is Mrs. Cunningham. Just saying.
So Cunningham is paralyzed. Cleveland says, "Oh, Jamie, you owe me." And it's like, well, yes.
But Jamie's kind of like, I really don't want to. And here's Frank's voice in his head again. Please stop it with Frank's voice. That's just dumb.
Jamie is going to keep Cunningham at his house on the ridge to make sure to keep an eye on him until he can figure out what he wants to do with him and all the other loyalists. What he ends up choosing, as far as that is concerned, is to evict all of the loyalists who rose up against him and their families, and giving them 10 days to leave upon pain of death.
Now, before he even is going to go and evict all these people, because he's been drafting the eviction stuff, Claire's kind of like, well, but, you know, there are women and children. Do you really want to do that? And he's like, they must go. And so
because it wouldn't be a punishment if he didn't really
enforce it. Right.
And at that point in the game, it's like, all right, well, you're just setting them up for another success, an actual success later on, and like trying to overthrow you. It just, I don't know. I feel like I see both sides of it as far as I understand the women and children probably had no part in it. Well, the children, at least. The women,
yeah. I have a feeling the women knew a lot more than they wanted.
They knew more probably, but their husbands seem very stubborn, and so they aren't going to do anything for it.
No, but they're willing to do it. So this is what happens. He makes this announcement, and they're attacking things on people's doors and whatever. But he makes an actual announcement at the trading post, and says, you know, this trading post is going to go into the Beardsleys are going to be handling it now. You guys have all got to go. Mm-hmm. And the women are all kind of like, oh, fuck.
And they beg for mercy.
They come as a group to beg for mercy without their husbands. They claim to know nothing, which I think is idiotic. And Jamie's like, no, I must enforce this. And then he relents very soon thereafter because he sees Claire and children.
Which I think would have been a good time for him to like have
Talk to
Claire
her.
remind him of like, hey, even though she already made that point, I think that him being like, I feel like I've done the wrong thing, and her being like, well, you know what you can do.
Which is a very obvious
You
answer.
are the landlord. You can do whatever you want with this land. You have 10,000 acres. Make use of the power that you're holding. And so he does. But that conversation never happens. He just has a change of heart and comes up with himself, which could be construed as character growth,
Or
as
it
far
could just
as,
be, yeah, whatever. Or
or
it could be
just
that
plot
Claire told
convenience.
him. I don't know. But the way it's portrayed, it's all his idea, which is the idea that I had when he's speaking to the women, which is
It was the same idea I had too.
contract with the women. And the men, if they don't comply, then they can be evicted. And
But
so
the
that's
men, but the women and children could stay if they needed to.
right. So that's essentially what he ends up deciding is that he's gonna go. He goes and he's like, all right, I'm not evicting everybody, but we're gonna have new contracts. The men have to disarm, and if the men don't comply, you can be evicted, and no one's gonna make you stay. You don't have to sign these new contracts, you can just leave. But one way or another, things are changing.
And the men are annoyed about the disarming thing, but you know what? You got to get over it. So Mrs. Cunningham shows up and is like, hey, can I just take him home to England? Can I take my son home to England? And they're like, fine, whatever. And so they
I
do.
do want to note that in my notes, because I'm like running notes pretty quickly, I've started referring to them as Cun or Cunt and Mrs. Cun, which would be Mrs. Cun. And it's kind of like, this is kind of appropriate for them. But they are supposedly living and going to England. Look, my thought, because Jamie, in the moment when he's asked, is like, he's my prisoner. My thought is escort them to Wilmington and let them get on a boat, but make sure they actually do it. He doesn't do that. And honestly,
Or better
most.
yet, have like William Mackenzie do it.
Yeah, exactly. Or send Josiah or
Someone
whomever,
you trust.
someone you trust to escort them and make sure that it actually happens. But for whatever reason, he doesn't do that. And I think that that is showing a level of trust in these people that he shouldn't be showing. It meant the other possibilities, like on the way, like Cleveland could say, hey, I'm just going to hang him. Or like they're going to go straight to Ferguson's camp or, just something idiotic that is going to come back to bite him in the ass, which
And
could
that's
totally happen
also
at this
something at
point.
the end of this episode that they are concerned about is like Ferguson is still out there and he still has a militia that he wants to use against you, which is not ideal. All right, let's move on. Let's go to New York.
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 So we're going to New York, and
It's been like
but
3 months.
it's been 3 months, and Rachel and Ian are on their wagon and they're on their way, and they run into and they have no a number of conversations in this episode about Rachel's misgivings. Like, she's starting to get very anxious about Ian seeing his former wife and child
And she's
and
trying,
his child again.
at the beginning of this episode, she's trying to have an open and honest conversation about how he's feeling about this. And yes, she's concerned for this woman's safety, but she's also concerned about what his feelings are towards this woman as of this point. Because obviously, like, she is aware that he wasn't the one to break things off. And he never speaks of her, really. So it's just like, okay, well,
You
you
say
want
you
to
love
talk
me.
about her? Like, was she beautiful? Was like, what was up with that? And he's just like, oh, I'm not going to talk about it. It's just like, okay, all right.
Unhelpful.
Not going to make her feel very secure.
No, and I think he thinks he's saving her feelings by not talking about it, but the truth is she needs to know where he stands and how much he has processed, because I think that is really her concern, is like he's going to see her again and be like back in that moment, of being in love with her. And she doesn't know how far he has come because he doesn't talk about it. And so,
She didn't know him before this happened, and
right.
so
So,
she has not seen the change in him. They come across a Mohawk who tells them, oh yeah, the villages are all burned to the ground if they're, but he, this is the spot where they are, where the refugees are. And so they go to this very nice house that is,
super beautiful mansion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
and they talk to the owner of the house and his wife, who are both
Mohawk, I
Mohawk,
guess.
I believe. And they discuss.
Iroquois Nation.
Yeah, something like
Yeah.
that. Native American, regardless. They discuss the fact that the refugees are here, and the wife is constantly being like, "Well, how do, so these are your two wives. So how does your now second wife feel about this first wife in front of Rachel?" And this is like, "Well, let's ask Rachel how she feels." And it's like, "Yeah, that's a good woman." A woman being like, all right, so how does your wife feel about your former wife being the whole subject of you going on a round trip, 6 month long journey? How does she feel about that?"
Part of the reason for that, though, is that the husband, the guy who's clearly like lordly or whatever, has the power, says to Ian, like, "Well, you're not one of us. You gave that away when you left and became a Continental soldier." And Ian's like, "I didn't leave intentionally. You all forced me out. I would have stayed." And Rachel, her face just shows like, holy shit. He still wants to be with her.
Yeah, because
And
how else is she supposed to take
right,
that?
I mean, if I heard a phrase like that, I'd be like, this is not okay.
Well, if I hadn't broken up, if my ex hadn't broken up with me, I'd still be here. It's like, okay, great.
No, that's not good. No.
Yeah, because the whole breakup thing was the whole reason why he was sent away. And it's the whole reason he made all these great strides after that and why he is who he is today. And he's not really seeing it like that. He's just feeling defensive. And Rachel is obviously very impacted by that. The wife is like, "So how does your wife feel? How do you feel, wife?" And
And
she's just
everybody's just
like,
like, "Okay, I'm fine."
I'm here for the vibes. I'm here to like help him get
I'm
through
here to
this."
support my husband who wants to
Yeah.
be here. And so he the spirit
That, the
moved him to be
spirit
here,
moved
not
him,
here.
so
She's
I'm very
here
quicker.
Very.
And
so
they
she
revealed that Emily's alive.
Emily's alive and her children are there with her and they're all alive. And the lordly guy is kind of like, "But you're never gonna see them." And Ian's like,
Because
"Hey."
he was sent away for this very reason. And the only reason he saw them that other time was because he was a Mohawk scout. So it's not like he was doing it on like a friendly basis of like, "Oh yeah, we're chill." But like now he's still who he was before of like, okay, well, you're banished, so it's not like that's going to happen. So Ian's all put off by this, and Rachel's just like, "Okay, I feel
Let's
differently
talk.
now
Yeah, let's talk.
because what the fuck was that?" And he's just like, "Well, so how are you feeling?" Because now he's considering her feelings about the fact that they were spending
Because he's been
six
told
months out of the
to.
year, half of the year, trying to find his former wife.
And so what she says to him is, "I have been afraid that you just want to be one of them. I mean, you didn't choose to leave them. You didn't choose to, be with me necessarily. It's kind of like I'm here by default."
Yeah,
And
that's how she feels right
and
now.
she definitely feels like she was second best.
Yeah.
And so she's like, "Well, I feel like, you're gonna see her and want to be back with her and with your son, and I don't know what to make of that."
Yeah,
And
it's really rough for her. It's
she's like, "I've got to believe the whole reason I came. I have to believe you love me as much as I love you."
because that's what's been getting me through all of this,
But
believing that. However, you have still not really helped me
said
with that
it.
belief. And this entire time, it's not like you haven't shown me love. It's more just like you haven't said how you feel about this other major aspect of your life that clearly had a major impact on you. And how am I supposed to feel that you didn't feel like you could share that with me? And the fact that you were trying to almost hide it from me. And obviously, like when he was first considering making this journey, he wasn't going to immediately ask his newborn child and the mother of his newborn child go with him. But not even considering her going, it's like, okay, well,
That seems
that's a
awkward.
bit weird.
Seems wrong.
But either way, he suddenly sees the light and is like, "Oh no, that's not how I feel at all. Let's go home. Now we know that she's alive. It's fine. Whatever, we'll go home."
I don't need to see her. I'm good. And
Rachel doesn't believe that for shit, and so she goes back.
also realizes that she made this whole trip. She, Rachel, made this whole trip to confront her feelings about this prior relationship. And so she goes to the guy, the head of the Iroquois tribe or whatever, Iroquois Nation, and she's like, "Look, I'm here on my own. I'm gonna beg because in order for me to continue to be true to myself and true to the woman that Ian fell in love with, I have to confront this and basically see how I feel about it. I've been
She's
so
very mature
jealous.
about
Yeah,
it.
I've been so jealous and I've got to move past it. And I can't move past it if it's just out there."
Yeah, and that's fair.
Yeah.
And so they are given the chance to talk to Emily, and Emily is just like, "Hey, a lot of people are saying the war's almost over. I have a lot of bad feelings about that. I've had a dream that our child, well, she never calls him our child, but like my son is going to get taken by the continent, oh, any army really,
Yeah, and
and
impressed.
treated awfully and impressed into the army and will die. And I want you to take him so that he will have a fighting chance of staying alive." And she chooses not to go with them with her ch other child. I'm just like, okay, interesting choices.
Yeah, but they don't even discuss that. She's like, "I'm only worried for him." And so she asks Rachel, "Would you take him?" And Rachel's like, "Sure." But they bring him in and he has the grandson of Rolla, which you think we're lying. That is exactly what they say.
And it's like, "Rolla, the
It's a
bestest
husky.
thing." Is that, well, he's not, he's a wolf. He's a It
wolf
looks like a
pup.
husky.
Yeah, but they say that he is the grandson of the wolf that you had.
Yeah.
And it's like, "Oh, he's the bestest boy."
He is the bestest boy.
And
And he's a little puppy.
the boy, yeah, I guess he's young Ian now. Holy shit.
Oops.
Goes and speaks to the baby. And they're very sweet together. He's very sweet with everybody. Rachel gives him a kiss, and everyone's is
It's
lovely.
very sweet.
It's lovely.
Also, Emily, since Ian gave the name, the white name, to the son before, they still have like a placeholder Augie name for
The baby.
the baby right now. And so Emily looks at the child and just says, "Hunter."
Which, how did she know? I mean, because Rachel's
Rachel's
last
last
name
name. And
was
maybe she was
Hunter.
also just going based on vibes. Hunter, as in like you hunt things and stuff like that as well. But it clearly means a lot to Rachel, and she's like, "That name means more to me than you know. I really appreciate that."
Yeah, it's
Yes,
lovely.
perfect.
It's lovely.
It's very sweet. It's a lovely moment. Emily's actress is great in this scene.
She
She
really is.
is just like
She's
so
very good.
emotional. Oh yeah, I've never said that she was a bad actress. I just
We just
I
don't
she
say that
really
much.
showed it
Yeah.
off in this
Yeah.
scene. It's probably gonna be the last time we see her, but it's very sweet and I really like it. So yeah, then I guess they're heading home.
And we're gonna go to Savannah.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
So what starts out in Savannah, and I, there are two subgroups. I want to talk about
Brianna
Ray,
and Roger
Brianna
first.
and Roger first because it's less exciting, although it's sweet.
Yeah.
They had Brianna reads the letter that Roger had drafted about, "Hey, I feel called to be in this war and blah blah blah." And she's like, "What is this?" And what he explains is that he had this feeling, this kind of connection with his dad, that he and also a connection to the guys that were there. Like, I feel like I need to fight on their behalf. And that in the battle he had a feeling of being caught by his father, which we had seen kind of a weird little flashback that didn't make a ton of sense in the context. But what Roger explains is that the situation where his mother died, and we've never really had that explained to us, is that they, the family, Roger, his dad, and his mom, were all in an underground station in London during a bombing. And his mom apparently threw Roger down the stairs of as the walls were collapsing around her. And she didn't survive, but his dad caught Roger and they both survived. And so part of his realization was that, one, he wants to be a minister, and two, part of the reason for that is that he had all these questions about, am I messing with timelines? Does God really want this? Are we really intervening? And what he says is, God's had a plan all along, and we've been part of it in every part of the timeline that we've been entered into, essentially. And so he believes that very strongly and wants to be a minister. And Bran's like, that's great. And
And
then
then they have sex.
they have sex, and it's cute. It's a little short, honestly.
It is, but we do get to see quite a bit
Yeah.
of it
Yeah.
and beautiful people doing beautiful things, you know?
Indeed. And it was really nice that I, because when they said there was going to be strong sexual content in this episode, I was like, oh God,
It's
please
Jamie and
no.
Claire.
It's Jamie and Claire, or it's going to be William and Amaranthus, which I really don't want at this point. So
Yeah.
let's talk about William.
Well, is there anything else for Brianna?
Oh, wait, no, they do go and see Fergus. So
Yes.
they go to see Fergus. There is a letter from the
General.
general, the other general, the
That
one.
Roger was talking to about the
And
guns.
that guy says,
Oh yeah, well, I don't really like Jamie, but I like you, Roger. You really took one for the team there. So you can have the guns. It will
all
take a little
right.
while, but you can have the guns. It's like, okay, great. Meanwhile, back in Drama Land.
Oh, that would be in the camp.
This is probably my favorite subplot we've
Oh,
had in
yes, for sure.
quite a bit,
Yes.
because it's so buck wild. So William,
I love, like, there's some like little nuances that I love about this. So there's a confrontation, I just have to add this. There's a confrontation between William and Ben where William's looking at like this signature line on a number of the pieces of paper. And
Yeah.
it's like your general Ralph Blinker is like, it's
It's
pronounced
pronounced
Ray.
Ray. It's like
Exactly,
Ray Fiennes.
but it's so fucking funny. I'm like, you're so
It's
fucking
pronounced Rafe.
pretentious. Oh my
Like, okay, ma'am,
God.
you did not have to do that.
Stop.
And it's
Oh,
just like,
great.
okay, so you changed your name and turncoated, and you didn't tell anyone you were alive. How could you do that? And he's just like, so if I were to be a turncoat, my father would absolutely fucking kill me. So I took one from, I did it ahead of time, killed myself, pretended to
Right.
kill myself or die.
But yeah.
And so my father wouldn't have to deal with the whole idea of disowning me and shit.
Right, but part of his reason, and this is where it gets weird, right? Like, why William asked, why did you go to the Continental Army?
Thomas
Like, was it
Paine,
just
baby.
money? And apparently he met Thomas Paine
And
in
read Common
Common Sense.
Sense.
And he's like, they're right, and that's why I want to be on this side. It's kind of like,
Okay.
okay, that seems like a big switch for somebody in your position, but
But they have to,
okay.
I feel like if they were going to make his switch be as drastic as it seems to be, I think that they probably should have given him an internal reason for that to happen. Like an internal to the British Army kind of reason, kind of like what
Yeah, the I
William
could
was
see what they were
questioning.
doing, yeah.
Because William was questioning things and how things were done, and like Captain Richardson and all of that shit was all everyone was turning against him. Jane was captured and like killed, and she died, and all that stuff. So he had reason to doubt. Whereas I feel like there had to have, and I'm sure it's like off screen shit, but like he had to have had some kind of
We're gonna,
base.
yeah, I want to talk about what I expect is going to be revealed
We
in the
will
episodes to
talk
come.
about
So
it.
yeah, go
But
ahead.
so then there he's just William's really distraught and very betrayed by all of this, as you do, you
It's
know.
like, what about your wife
And
and
it's like, and
child?
then he's and instead of being like, what wife? No, he did have a wife, and he's just like, oh, you know about that, huh? She did go to Lord John Grey. Okay, cool. So what about my wife? And then
Why
it's
do you
just,
care so much? He's like, well, who do you? And
who
this
do you
is
think
what
has
William
been
said.
comforting her? It's just like, oh, you bitch. And then
It's
they
a
fight.
full-on fist fight. It's hilarious.
But it also proves to, oh, no. Before the fight, actually, he reveals that Amaranthus was the one who came up with the idea for him to fake his death.
Yes, and to go to for her to go to Lord John Grey. And so all along we've been right. There's something fucking wrong
There's
here.
something wrong.
Wrong, wrong.
There's something wrong.
Yes, for sure. And but it's like it makes it almost worse that Amaranthus was like
Oh, it makes me
fucking
hate
ugh.
Amaranthus so
I
much
really
more.
fucking hate this woman. She's terrible.
But it also makes the, no, it doesn't matter. I was originally going to say, oh, well, if she knows that he's alive, it makes sense for her to have not grieved and to have moved on so quickly. However, your husband's still out there, and do you care about
You're
him at
married,
all?
you have a baby by him, you want him to inherit the title,
and you are fucking
His cousin?
someone else. No,
Crazy.
no,
Crazy.
unacceptable. No, you should be trying to find a way to go screw him on the side,
Yeah.
your husband.
Yeah, the fuck.
This is just totally fucking
It
wrong.
feels weird.
So,
Yeah.
not on the side, but I mean, like,
No.
go sneak off
Yeah,
and like
no,
send him out.
not William, but like go back to your husband on the side, being like, oh, we're fucking in secret.
Yes.
That would be
And
hot.
yeah, it would be. We don't get any
Imagine.
of that. In fact,
Imagine.
we're going to imagine a lot of
We'll
things, but we're
imagine
going to
all
talk
that.
about it when we get like done talking about this.
So
But they get
then
in a
they
big
fight,
fight.
and William gets pulled off of him by some other soldiers, and he's like put in the essentially what I would call the Game of Thrones cells, the one
Yay.
made of wood. And so
Yeah,
he's
he's
like.
put in a cell. Basically, like he could get like jail fever or something. I don't think
Real
that
jail
happened.
fever.
Okay, but here's what's really great about him. Denzel, my man. Now, you may remember from season 7 that Denzel helped Lord John Grey when he had no eye escape from being a prisoner of
He
the
had an eye,
Condemned Army.
to clarify. He did have an eye.
Right, but it was he gave him an eye patch and things, and
Dysfunctional.
it was bad. But Denzel, being the rock god that he is, because you know, just love him. He doesn't look like a rock god at all, but he's
No, he
very
doesn't, but I
cute.
love
He
him.
is very cute.
Seriously, he.
And he's very sweet. And he comes in to the cell and he's like, "I'm concerned for you,
Turn over, put yourself
muscle
on all
man
fours, and
because
show
I'm
me
the
your
grass."
ass.
And William's like, "But my ass is the
What?
only thing that isn't hurting and
I
isn't
need to
burning."
give you an enema.
Yeah, and
It's
he's like,
like,
"I need
what?
warm water for this. Everything is impacted." He hasn't examined his abdomen at all. This is like,
He looked at his eyes and
yeah,
was like, his ass is what needs help.
exactly. So what he says, and he gives a bucket to the soldier that's guarding William, and tells him, "Go, I need warm water." And the soldier's kind of like, "Are you worried about being afraid of this guy?" He's like, "No, I think he is weakened by the beating that he got," which of course is bullshit.
And
And William's
literally a
kind of like,
bloody nose.
"Are you wanting me to just like run out of here? Because he didn't lock the door. I could run out right now." He's like, "No. They'll
I
catch you. This is what we're gonna
love
do."
Denzel. He
Yes.
literally, this is
This is
what
how
I love
we
about this pairing as well.
do
Like, William's just like, well, let's just go. And this Denzel's like, no. Well, no, it's the same thing
I
with
have a
both
plan.
father and son, with
Yeah.
Lord John Grey
Yes, absolutely.
and
He's
for
right.
William, of just like, well, I could just run away. It's like, no, you
No.
can't. Let's think about your actual
Let
abilities.
You're right, exactly. Yeah, let's think about what's actually gonna work here. And he's like, "Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have he's when he comes back, I'm gonna tell him that you have symptoms of smallpox, and we have to move you to the smallpox tent, or you might die, quote unquote. And I might not see you again. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more. Say no more." And William's like, "God, you are just amazing." And he's like, "Yes." And he's like, "I might not see you again." "Yeah, but maybe we will." So that's essentially it for that subplot. It is the best subplot by far in the
Yeah.
episode.
Oh, it's
So
such a small thing, but I really,
it's so
it
good
feels so Outlander.
and so satisfying.
It
It's like,
does.
oh, it's good.
So I kind of want to discuss where we think this one's going to go because I don't really care about anything else but this. Because we all know Jamie, again, I've discussed the potential things for Jamie.
We
We
all
have
know
three
that.
potential things for things to
We
happen for
all know
Jamie.
that Anne and Rachel are going to bring young Ian home to the ridge, and everything's going to be, more or less
They're gonna have
happily
a
ever after.
puppy and everything's gonna be
And it's
fine.
going to be amazing, baby Rolo.
Yeah.
So we know that's going to be fine. This is actually interesting because we've got the love triangle thing, which is not really a love triangle, but it looks like a love triangle. So we have to discuss it as a love triangle. And we have like actual potential change. So one of the things that Brianna had said to William when they were all at the camp, they were all at the Continental camp when she met back up with Roger, because she was like, "I can't sit still, I gotta go find him." And William's like, "I'll go with you." And so when they're at the camp, that's when they meet Denzel. Brianna points out, it's like, "You've got a lot of rebel friends for someone who's a loyalist." And he's kind of like, And then he sees his
brother slash cousin slash whatever, who is now a Continental General, who actually handed him Thomas Paine's Common Sense, but I don't think he kept it, so whatever. But I think William is going to come to an I'm a Continental guy at some point in the remainder of the season, number one. Number two, I
I was
think.
thinking that from like the end of last season.
Yeah, I was too. Because again, he has personal reasons for that. I would like for him to get some revenge on Captain Richardson and some other stuff. I think that's coming. I think that might happen in North Carolina. I think he's going to end up at the Ridge at some point. I think Amaranthus is going to probably go back to Ben.
Here's the thing.
I just hate her. I hate her.
I don't like the
I hate her.
vibes. And
I hate her, and I don't want to see her ever again. I'm done.
I think the thing is,
I really am done.
I want to root for a lot of characters in this show, whether I should or should not. I don't really care. However, I with Amaranthus, I feel like the show wants me to root for her and be like, oh, she's all downtrodden and all that shit. I don't feel that way. So
No.
what I'm thinking might happen is William's going to confront Amaranthus about this whole thing, and she's going to be like, well, let's just put it out in there. Yes, he impregnated me. It wasn't meant to be anything, but he felt like he had to honor it, and so we got
Marrying.
married. And then we
That's
found
so
this,
cute.
and then we found this out of the fact that he didn't want to be in the British Army anymore. And so
I think the truth of it, though, is probably that she persuaded him. So here's what I'm thinking. She's the daughter of a bookseller in Philadelphia. I mean, she does have a British accent, which is weird. But I think that she was persuaded by Thomas Paine, and her father's probably a rebel, and like all of the
That could be
things.
interesting.
And I think that she persuaded Ben to switch sides. And I think that deep down, she really wants to be with Ben. Though why she's fucking William, I do not
See, that's
know.
the thing. I want that to be it. I want her to want to be with Ben. And
Right.
that, you know what? Again, I think I'm just being really contrary to whatever the show is trying to make me feel. And that's essentially, oh, well, we want you to find William and Amaranthus real hot. It's like, no,
I
I
do not
don't. I
find that
found it
hot at
weird,
all.
and
I have not found that hot at all.
I've not found it hot either. And they're two hot people doing hot things,
They
but
are very hot
they
people,
are
just
very hot
saying.
people. Let's not get that twisted. However, I never felt like that was
Right.
right. And so I was always figuring that she was like maybe flirting with William, but it was more on William's side than hers. And so she
You're
was more
right.
like, oh, but I actually, I
I
it, like,
love my son and my
and my
next
baby
cut
daddy.
and my
And
baby,
I
yeah.
think the thing is, I want that to be the love story. I want, like, whenever I was pitching stuff early on this season, I was thinking, oh, well, it could be this whole plot is William trying to bring Ben back to her,
Yeah.
and for that to be a really cute reunion and like all that stuff. I think that would have been so cute. And yet Amaranthus is the one who, and I think Amaranthus making that decision of like, oh, well, you can fake your own death. I think that could have still worked in that scenario of like, all
Yeah.
right, well, it will get you out safely, it will do all this stuff, and you can
Right.
return back to me.
And like William, like catching her sneaking out to the Continental camp or something would have been super cute.
Oh, that would be amazing. If he caught
I
them mid-act or
would love
whatever,
that.
or like
Yeah.
kissing or something, it's like, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
But I think, by the
Or some
way,
lemon squeezy. I don't know
because
about lemon.
in this drink is lemon juice, but
Yeah, there we go. It's actually gotten very tasty in the ice is melted some, so
yeah,
there you go.
it's diluted things, and that's made things a lot easier to
This is what
swallow.
actually happens with old fashions. Just in case you have not tried an old fashioned, you need to let the ice melt a bit.
Yes. And so as far as how things go ahead, I think one option is that Amaranthus is a gold digging bitch and she got pregnant with Ben by accident. They got married, and then she's a patriot who's like a secret patriot who's
Yeah.
like, okay, well, you can fake your own death and do all this shit and
And
all
prove
that
yourself to
stuff.
me, kind of thing.
That kind of thing. And she could be the conniving bitch that they're kind of painting her to be.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either. Or it could still be a love story, but it
It's not
doesn't
going to be
feel
a love
like it.
story
It
with
can't be a
William. It's
love
not a love
story.
story with William.
I meant with Ben.
Yeah,
But
we
I
can't.
still think that's weird that she fucked his cousin. That's still not okay.
Well, right. Like, what is gonna be
She
her
went in for the
explanation?
kiss. She is the one who's like, well, maybe we could have
What
sex.
is
It's like,
going to be her explanation to Ben for that shit?
because Ben seemed actually genuinely upset.
Upset. Yeah, he right. Like, I think honestly that she has been sneaking out and having sex with him all this time, but she's trying to like hide the fact that she's now pregnant, maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, I had sex with William. It's William's kid, you know? Like, yeah, that's
Now I'll
possible.
actually have an actual real heir to this dukedom or
Wouldn't
whatever.
be an heir
It
anyway
would be,
because
well, yeah,
it's
I know
Ben's
that.
child.
I'm
So
aware of that,
I think
but
that's
if
it.
Ben's disowned by his father,
Oh,
then Henry's going to get the inheritance.
yeah.
And so she's trying to put her eggs in a different basket, literally.
Oh God, gold digging bitch is like
That's exactly
so
what I was
she
thinking.
so we're lining her up to be basically like William's mother, being a god awful
Yes.
human being,
Yes.
and god awful human beings. What happens to god awful human beings, especially when on the show? They
Die.
die.
They
Yes, they die.
die.
I've
And we
been
want her
so
to
important for
die.
those there too. I do want her to die. I feel
Because
like that
here's
would
the
pay
thing.
off.
We, I just, oh, I hate that they got rid of Jane. I think that
Yeah, Jane
Jane,
would have been great.
no, she would have been great sussing this out.
Yeah.
This would be
Fantastic.
oh,
Jane
if
would
Jane met
not.
that whore
Yeah,
and
she
was
would be
just
like,
like, oh, I'm a whore. I
hey.
know a whore.
Well, Fergus meeting her would probably
That would
say
also be good
like
because he called everyone a whore. And I love him,
that.
but he's right. But I do think Jane would have added so much to the subplot
I
because it
miss
could have
Jane.
stayed about the same, except with
But
William not
here's the thing,
being
we
turned to the dark
saw
side.
Jane die. We can't have Jane come back. It's so
I know, I'm upset.
disappointing. But we need, I would love to see a happy ending, not just sex, for William.
I never really thought that William needed a.
I do.
Okay.
William.
I never really thought that William really needed a love interest in this season, considering Jane was taken out of it so
I just,
awfully.
well, you gotta time your lessons. And he needs to
I
be
think he
with
just needs to figure
somebody.
himself out. I think that's been his arc so
Now he can
far.
have a spin-off show later where he finds love.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Maybe he's a time traveler.
Maybe.
Possible.
Maybe.
Anything's possible.
I think that it, or if he time traveled back so he could be with Jane or something like that,
I don't
or,
know.
but
Something.
that still wouldn't work because of lineage and
Things.
genetics
Yeah.
and weirdness.
Anyway, I
But,
would
or
really love
someone
it.
like Jane. I wanted someone to bring him out of his shell.
There is no potential at the moment in the cast that we have seen.
No.
And it's
It
disappointing.
is disappointing. And
I don't want him to end up with Amaranthus because she's a
no, if
bitch.
he
And I
ends up with
hate that.
Amaranthus, I'm going to be so fucking angry.
I am too. Because they are going to have to do so much rehab on this woman in whatever, how many episodes we have left. What, four?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. There is not enough time for
No.
them to make me like her at this
There really
point.
isn't. And I think that if William, again, that's why I think that it would have worked so much better if Amaranthus was really true to Ben
Yeah.
and really loved Ben.
Yes.
And clearly wanted to be with him.
Yes.
And again, they had to sneak around and do whatever they needed to do to sell things,
Yeah.
sell the whole
Sex is
thing.
not part of that.
Sex is clearly not part of that with his fucking cousin, Jesus Christ.
It's awful.
But yeah, I think that if they had gone that route, I'd be happier. But with the
I don't
route they're
think so.
going, I think that she's either just a conniving, there really isn't a way for her not to be a conniving bitch in this scenario.
I hate it.
I don't like it either.
I hate it a lot. And the bottom line, and I have a feeling what they're going to do is like, oh, she's going to end up with William, and William is going to raise Trevor, the child, like everybody else has been raising everyone else's kids.
I feel like
And
that's
that's part of the
weird.
reason, like when you do 23andMe or Ancestry.com, not always accurate. That's just reality. It's like, I mean, those DNA things probably are, but you're probably like, oh, I thought I was like the ancestor of so or so and so was my ancestor. Not, and that's how those things happen because the stories people tell to cover up their god awful shit. But this is god awful shit, and I don't like it. So we actually are hoping that none of what we've predicted now is actually going to happen in
But I
the
think it
last 5 minutes
will.
of do too. But the
I
last
think
four
it's like
seasons.
the other subplots. Obviously, they're going to bring back the kid from New York and just kind of raise him and be chill.
Well, and maybe
Because I
other
feel
ones.
like they've had their drama for the season, you know?
Yeah.
With Brianna and Roger, I don't feel like there's much they can do, really.
Well, Brianna and Roger are going to be back at the Ridge, and something's going to happen. There's going to be something involving this Kings Mountain bullshit. I think there's something coming with that that probably will be disappointing. That Frank will be wrong, or they travel forward in time, or something. But aside from that, I'm just not feeling like that is going to be the most compelling plot line here.
No.
So.
Yeah. And yeah, with the William thing, we've already done our
Yep.
due diligence with
So
that.
we
Fergus and
really,
Marcelly, we already have an idea of what's going to
we
happen.
do, but we always hope for the best.
Oh.
But what were your best parts of this episode?
Best parts were Rachel. She's very mature. I love her. Brianna and Roger, I like their sex scene. Good for them, and good for him for finding God in whatever way he's going to do that. The Ben twist, I do like. Denzel, I love Denzel in this episode. Jamie making contracts with the wives, I do like it. And Rolo, the bestest boy's grandson.
Oh, yes, so
We'll call
good.
him Rolo too until they give him a name.
Right, exactly. So my best part is Rachel and Ian. I think both of them coming to terms with this prior relationship, first of all, it was really necessary. But second, Rachel, I don't know if she reminds me of me or reminds me of the me I want to be. You
She
know what I
reminds me of the
mean?
me I want to be.
And some of it is true of me. Some of it is, as she says in this, it's I need to be the person that he fell in love with. I need to live up to his expectations of me based on whatever idealized thing that he sees. And I think in relationships, that's a lot of that is true. Like you project a certain thing that you want to be perceived as, and you have to live up to that in your day to day. And I think that that is really admirable that she says those words out loud. I think we all are trying to do that. And I love Rachel for that. But I've always loved Rachel, so don't be
Yeah.
confused. Brianna and Roger having sex, they're kind of reunion and stuff. Love that. Denzel, fucking fabulous. He needs to have a relationship that makes him happy. I
Yeah.
would love to see Denzel have a happy ending of whatever kind that means for him.
I do too.
I want him to end up at the Ridge and happy like everybody else is supposed to be at the end of the season. So that is my goal for him. And I love the grandson of Rolo. Bestest boy. Awesome. What were your worst parts?
Amaranthus. I hate
Oh
that
my
she knew.
Lord.
If again, I hate that she knew considering the fact that they had sex.
I
They
think I
didn't,
hate her
if
more
they didn't,
after we've talked about it.
I agree. If they didn't have sex and she didn't initiate the kiss, I would like her a lot better. But I don't. Dumb men, the Penance and Ian. Ian was very blind to Rachel's misgivings, which was bizarre to me because she was being very blatant about her misgivings before they even had that meeting with the Mohawk or the Iroquois chief and his wife. It took his the chief's wife to be like, "Well, what does your wife think about that?" For him to finally be like,
Yeah.
"Oh,
What does
well, maybe."
my wife think about that?
Like,
And look at
what
her like,
do you mean
oh,
that?
I
What do
see
you
you
mean?
being anxious
He
right now.
does make amends for that to a certain
He
degree, but
does.
it still is bizarre. That's what I wrote down at least. And the tenants, they're being stupid.
Yeah, so what I wrote down, Cunningham's, hate them. Glad that they are leaving if they're actually
Oh,
leaving.
yes,
But
the
I don't
Cunninghams.
believe they're actually leaving because this is Outlander. Jamie being stupid because he's stupid. Claire being stupid. Like, oh, she actually at the end of this episode is telling Mrs. Cunningham they're friends. Like, no, you aren't, Claire. Friends don't want your husband dead. What is wrong with you? She is just so fucking dumb. And Amaranthus, and I wrote down just Amaranthus line. I hate Amaranthus on multiple levels right now. I really would love to
He
see.
deserves better.
He deserves so much better. Like, 1,000 fucking times better. And
Someone not related to him.
someone not related to him. I feel like
I feel like
I'm
Outlander has one
curious.
mode of like incest.
Right. I'm curious a little bit about how, if at all, they're going to incorporate Lord John Grey into that element of
Finn, he was
off
not
doing
there.
Lord John Grey things.
He was not there the past like two
He was
episodes.
not much like Claire. They're off doing something, maybe having sex. You know, this is why Jamie's jealous. No, I'm joking.
Well,
Ha.
actually, Lord John Grey last episode, he left a patriotic flag for Brianna in case they took the Patriots took Savannah,
Savannah.
and so that she wouldn't get killed or
Yeah, but whatever.
prisoner or whatever.
So bottom line, what grade did you give this episode?
B minus.
I gave it a B minus
It
also.
was better than the last episode,
Yes,
but I
agreed.
also,
I'm angry. I'm really angry. I'm more angry that now that we've talked about it. So they should take B minus as like, oh wow, this is the best grade ever.
it's
Because now
great.
what I'm thinking about is like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody else is feeling that way. You actually need to give us some feedback. We have a website. We have an email. Not a website.
We
We
don't
have
have
an
a
email.
website. We do have an email, buzzbinging@gmail.com.
Please contact us. We'd love to have your feedback.
Yeah.
We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.